A man believed to be armed with was only metres away from children when he was shot by police at Flaxmere Primary School yesterday afternoon. The school was in lockdown at the time, and police say the man, who is in a serious condition in hospital this morning, was not threatening staff or children when he was shot. And they're unable to confirm he was, in fact, armed. But Eastern District Commander Superintendent Tania Kura says when officers respond to reports of armed offenders at a school, they need to make split-second decisions to keep children safe. I spoke to Ms. Kura last night. She says a school staff member called the police at 2:10 yesterday afternoon to say a man who'd been threatening another staff member was on the grounds.
The man had been in the school a couple of times earlier that day. They called us and we attended. We were initially told that potential for him to have a firearm as our staff were on the way. When they arrived, the man was being spoken to at some distance by a staff member. He took off and did a loop round back into the school where what we think was a firearm was presented and he was shot once.
Do we know why he was at the school during the day and why he came back with a gun? Did he have a link to a student or a staff member?
Yeah, he did. He had a link to a staff member and a student in the school, and that's probably something I'd rather not talk about due to their privacy and the links that they've all got as a whānau.
Okay, but do we know what was motivating him to take this sort of action?
Not so far, we don't. We haven't spoken to him because his medical attention was was the most important part for him to get medical attention.
He'd been there twice during the day earlier, so had something been brewing?
Potentially. He has no interest staff, so there'd been something brewing for him, but as far as we don't know exactly what he was thinking at that particular time, and our inquiries are continuing. The people that were involved, the staff and the family members, are actually, as you can imagine, quite in shock, and we're just giving them some time to gather their thoughts while we're speaking to them, and our staff are out taking statements and things like that now to get more information.
Were the children and staff members there in any danger?
Hard to know at any particular time, not inside his head to know what his thinking was. When the staff called us, they put the school into lockdown. Sadly, they've practiced that quite a few times, so they know what to do. So they put the kids in, they pull the curtains and things like that. So it was over pretty quickly. So,
but was this man was this man threatening staff or children with this gun?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't threatening the children or the staff at that particular point. But he had what we believe was a firearm with him, and he was indicating that he wanted to speak to a specific staff member. What I look at for this particular scenario is that the children were released quite quickly as soon as we had it contained back out to families who were waiting, because if you think at 2:10, families come around about 2:45 to pick their children up. So they were probably delayed by about 20 minutes, half an hour.
How quickly did the police get there and how quickly did they engage?
Sorry, I don't have the specific timings, but quite quickly from the Flaxmere Police Station, which is only a couple of blocks away. Yeah, it's only a couple of hundred metres away from there, so they were quite quick.
Pretty major step, though, for them to have shot this man reasonably quickly. Have you spoken to the officers? How were they confident enough to know that he had a firearm and that he was a threat to have taken that step?
Haven't had those conversations with the staff at this particular point. That will all be part of the ongoing investigation. So we have our own investigation into the incident itself. The IPCA come in and have a look, and then we do a procedure policy and process review about the whole incident as well. So it will be gone over with a fine-tooth comb. At this particular point, it's about it's a big deal to actually shoot someone, and the staff are often quite traumatised by that as well, and so we put welfare and support systems in and around them. It's a very big deal.
Sure. I'm just trying to get a handle on how it unfolded. So when he was shot, was he some distance away from students? There have been some reports that some of the students may have certainly seen the gunman. Did any of them see the shooting?
Initial discussion with the school is that the students weren't exposed, but we're not sure about that yet, because the students were released to whānau straight away so that everybody can be reassured. Those are some things that we will follow up. There's also a number of staff members that did see what happened, so we've got a number of witnesses to interview and to go through all of those fine details.
But how far away were the children in the classrooms from the man when he was shot?
Metres. They were inside classrooms that were locked down.
So was the shooting inside as well?
No, the shooting occurred inside the courtyard at the school.
And it was metres away from the children?
Metres, well, I'm not sure which classrooms the children were in, whether they were in the direct classroom on one side of the courtyard, or I'm not sure, sorry. But the incident happened inside a courtyard, and there's many buildings inside the school.
It says in the media release that it appeared to be a firearm. You're confident it was a firearm this man was holding?
So appeared to be a firearm and confident that it's a firearm are two different things. So I wasn't the person who saw it at the particular time. So that will come out as they've unpicked the scene, and which they're doing right now in the rain. And
But that suggests there is some uncertainty around that.
So when their job initially came in, it was reported that there was a firearm. I haven't spoken to the officer, so I don't know what they saw. I'm sorry, I can't clarify that point at all. So when the job first came in, we were told there was a firearm there.
But to be clear, that is not something that's confirmed as of
yet? No, it's not as yet.
Can you understand that there will be many members of the community questioning whether police have gone too far?
I guess I can understand that, but equally the thought of somebody with a firearm in a school who's left unchecked. We only need to look to the States to see what tragic circumstances can happen then.
Do you think it was heightened because it was in a school environment that less risk could be taken?
Absolutely, that's a risk factor. That's something that I'm sure the officer will have taken into account. As I say, I haven't spoken to him and debriefed exactly what's happened with him, but what I would say is, you know, the fact that it's in a school is absolutely a factor.
And you feel the police, in this instance, did what they could do or needed to do to protect those students and staff?
I do. I feel like they go out every day and have to make quick decisions, and really they're quite dynamic, you know, situation. You've got to factor in school's finishing, parents are arriving, somebody else could have walked into the courtyard. There's a lot of things that you've got to factor in, and you've only got a split second to make that decision.
That is Eastern District Commander Superintendent Tanya Kura.